What's next?
What's next? It's been a while, Paul.
Yeah, it's... we wanted to do it every week. It's just life.
Life, you know, time zones, Australia, Europe, LA. There's always an excuse.
Well, the last time we recorded, I think we ended with Montreal, Canada is coming up. That's a city we both love.
Yep.
And like. I'm a big Canadian supporter now. I went to a game. It was in.
You're so lucky.
Were you ever at a game there?
Not in Montreal, but I think it's my favorite team, actually. So
insane. Yeah. It is the best place in the world and to watch a hockey game.
Yeah, like playoff semifinals or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Stanley Cup semifinals. They lost, unfortunately. But like one of the craziest sport experiences I've ever had. For real.
It looked insane. Yeah.
I did a Bromance Monday day, which I wanted to do with you, but you went to Australia.
Yeah, after, I flew Sunday night.
Yeah, our friendship was a bit rocky on that weekend because every evening we said, normally Montreal is a weekend where we hang out because it starts a bit later. We go for a run and a bike. There's a great coffee culture in all of Montreal, but there's also one of the best cafes, and you are a pro in that.
Yep. So, which I'm not going to mention because otherwise we lose the secrets.
And we wanted to go for dinner together, steak and poutine and all of that. But it didn't end up. Every day, every morning, every evening, we texted like, hey, tomorrow.
Yeah. The thing is, we are like... Me in my job and you and your job were like 2 hours offset.
It is.
I go to the track 2 hours later.
Correct.
I leave the track probably sometimes 2 hours earlier than you.
So it's not offset. You're just in the better job. Huh. The question, man.
Speaking of job, we just finished Monaco Grand Prix and I still actually have my job.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Fire you?
No. I read something a week ago. I was having morning coffee.
Trust me, I read it too.
Yeah. Because I started getting messages from some friends like, oh, is it true that like that's your last race? What? Wow, that's a big helicopter.
It's a military helicopter.
Two of them.
Over Monaco.
I've never seen.
That's the first time we're seeing that. Is that even legal over Monaco?
Well... I guess they choose where they fly, but I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So low.
That's a first for me too.
There's more.
Oh boy.
Is the World War III happening now?
Oh boy. Wow.
That is pretty sick.
Helicopters are nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
You lost your job. According to Instagram. Like I watched Instagram comments and they said, Valtteri Bottas is out of his seat after Monaco GP.
Hmm.
Rumor.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody wanted to obviously start a rumor. You know how it works nowadays. Likes, clicks. Somebody might get a bit of satisfaction of putting something there and then it just expands. And yeah, just sadly... get used to it. I'll be here this year. I'll be here next year. And hopefully for months longer.
I think I can speak for the people and for the fans. And I think everybody is happy that you are with Cadillac and you stay with Cadillac.
Yeah.
So.
And me too.
Yeah.
It's been a rocky road as expected. But yeah. I knew what I signed up for. Working on it. We are working on it.
So my Monday, coming back to the Bromance day that I now did alone, was I went to a sauna boat in Montreal in the harbor. It was like Bateau Beau, something like a...
Was it like docked in a harbor or was it floating around?
No, it was docked in a harbor and you go there and you... It's very complicated to book something because it's floating times and inside and outside. And I just went there and it has four different saunas. On four different floors with ice baths. That's very hard to say as a German, but just the lot of TH. Saunas with ice bath on dock. Sorry. So it was and you look on the water constantly. Like, it was insanely cool.
That sounds like a good Monday.
No phones allowed. Very good too.
Good.
And after that, I went to the hockey game.
That's a good Monday.
It was the best Monday in a long time.
My Monday was in a aluminium tube up in the air.
You flew to Australia.
I flew to Australia, but there was a good reason for it. Yeah. So Tiffany was racing in the Australian Gravel Nationals, defending champ.
Okay.
And she's had a bit of a tricky season so far.
Makes two of you.
So I needed... yeah. Good one. Yeah. That's life. You know, it's all about the ups and the downs and how you get back up.
Correct.
So then I wanted to be there to support Tiffany to get her on her feet, to be champ again. Could be, you never know, in sports, could be her last, you know, time competing in that race.
Mm-hmm. So it was the Gravel National Championships of Australia?
Yeah. And I was there as her chauffeur. It was more than, I think, 1 hour, 20-minute drive from our place in McLaren Vale.
Okay.
I was her chef in the morning. I was her chauffeur. I put her tire pressures. I was the only person responsible of handling bottles in the race.
So soigneur and mechanic.
Yeah.
Makes four jobs.
Yeah.
Her lover, five jobs.
Yeah. And number one fan.
Yeah. Six jobs.
Yeah. So I did six jobs and she won. It was so cool. It was like rainy, muddy.
I've seen those videos.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she looks after the races.
Yeah.
Say.
And yeah, I was surprised that I didn't get sick or something, you know, because I was obviously standing all day outside in the rain, but 100% worth it. She won. She's now full of confidence again in a very good place.
I can, as the third wheel in your relationship,
yeah,
tell you that she's in a way better mood now that she's wearing that rightfully earned Australian national champion jersey again.
Exciting.
For another year. And yeah, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yes. Happy days.
Okay. And then you flew. What did I do in between? I don't know. I flew back home, I think, to LA. Started selling shirts with calendars, and there is a couple of shirts left that we now sell in the shop. People are showing up, a lot of Valtteri Bottas fans, because we give a free signed nude calendar of an old year, so you need to cut off the dates, but it's still
valid, yeah,
valid, and it's signed of both of us, the artist and the model,
the last existing pieces of
correct
the art, yeah.
We fire that out, and then I took your bike, by the way. You're welcome. Not a single thank you message. And it was a misery to travel with that box back and forth and around and here and there and to transfer it and flick it.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, Valtteri.
And you took it back as well.
Correct. Yeah. It's home. And then I flew into Mallorca, where I had a retreat with Yasio, tracking everything with UK influencers, which was nice. But I'm very sporty these days.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen your Strava streak is building up.
Well, it's not even close to where you are, but I'm running daily. I did 144,000 steps last week.
That's
which is a lot, averaging around 20K steps a day now. So like with all this running, and I'm the last weekend was a 100% perfect weekend for me in
sporting Monaco, wise.
Sporting wise. Also result wise, to be fair. Like not 100%, but obviously Kimi winning was pretty sick for my job as content
editor of Mercedes. BFF, right? All I see is you hanging out with Kimi. Are you swapping Kimi too?
I am not upgrading because there is no upgrade to you.
I mean, he's younger.
It's not. You and I, we are friends. Kimi and I is a work relationship with friendly moments in there.
Okay.
That makes you my BFF.
Thank you.
Honey.
But I'm proud of Kimi.
Yes.
He's killing it.
It's sick and it's good fun. Like,
and it's obviously a little bit because of me as well, you know?
100%.
Yeah, like my mentoring last year, now he's flourishing. What's the word? Yeah.
I saw your message just now after his Monaco GP. So he is, I guess, thankful Like you're making fun of it, but I think that was important for him last year. Yeah. He told me.
Okay.
So all of it, like he's a...
That was a joke, by the way. I'm not taking the credit, but it just makes me happy.
See? Yeah, but you're proud of him.
Yeah, I am.
And you are, and rightfully so. So all of it is part of it, but it's just like we spend a day in LA, for example, and like we had three hours with Giacomo and him, and we went around, and I think he was the happiest when I bought him 12 Hot Wheels at a coffee store, like small little cars. Like he still has a couple of, I mean, he's 19 and he really likes to see the world, which is sick. Like, it's an energy, and he's a good circle driver, I guess.
Yeah.
He proved that. He's on a run, and it's good fun trying to elevate the stories that are already there and tell them out there, which is my job. Which also on Montreal weekend, same as this weekend, makes it hard for you and me to connect, because the moment they win, Mercedes wins, it's for me a longer day, which is nice. It's a great
problem.
But
I saw you in multiple sources jumping into the harbor with your phone.
Yes.
How is your phone?
It's good. I researched. It was not good.
Salt water, yeah.
Yeah, salt water is the problem. Wash it with sweet water and it's totally fine. So salt water is the thing that destroys it. So,
but so far so good.
So far so good. It's very up and running. It was
is it this phone that is here?
It is this phone. Should I check if it's still recording? So the salt water is not the problem. It is still recording. So we're good.
We're good.
It was a bit like we created the celebration team picture, and the plan was to have him sit in the middle, and I kind of directed parts of it, and it was a bit of chaos. And I wanted, like, both of the trophies were next to him already, and the first people on the left got pushed in off our team of mechanics there. Making fun, obviously, and then chaos erupted.
Yeah,
and he just told me like, the trophy. So I took the trophy, gave it to somebody next to me, and then I saw him. He's gonna jump in now, and I had this split second of, do I just stay there, or do I commit to it? May have forgotten what was in my pocket as well as, I mean, I was wearing.
What else did you have?
The AirPods are not waterproof, I can tell you. The hotel key doesn't work anymore. And my analog camera is also... there was a price to this, but whatever.
But you got the shot.
The shot was sick.
Yeah.
Because like there is a bit of an angle. Like I'm rewatching it and I'm a bit proud of it. Because like it's an unexpected moment when you follow him in the water.
Yeah.
And that's why I did it. You know, like I said, okay, commit to it and just send it at the end. And afterwards, like it was underwater and I was in the water. And then I was like capturing as well as trying to float in full on clothing, long pants and everything. So like, and shoes and everything. And then I pulled out the phone and it wasn't recording anymore. So I was like, there was 20 seconds where I'm like in that water and still chaos erupts around and you still have to direct stuff. And I wanted the second thing as well of him like falling to the back. That's something like there were the F1 people and our photographer. Mm. So I had to talk to Kimi to go up again and let himself fall down to the back, which is also a sick shot, I think.
Yeah.
There's sick footage of it. All of this, why not knowing if my phone did record, but it did, as we all know, but it was just 20 seconds later, it stopped underwater.
Yeah.
I slid like something happened, but that footage was that whole day. Like after that, I had to edit and put that, like that content is important to go out as fast as it gets, obviously. Yeah. So, we tried to, like, I did it all in wet clothing in between, and signal is a problem down there, so it was all over the place. And then I didn't bring changing clothes, obviously, so I asked Dennis, who's like taking care of logistics, way smaller than me. He had some clothing, provided a perfect shorts, no underpants, but a little too small shirt and different shoes. But I was dry for the first second. And 2 seconds after I was dry, my phone rang and Toto was like, "Hey, Paul, can you come to my house? We're taking the Gull Wing, or like a special Mercedes car, to the palace of the prince." Like a ball of the prince afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. For the winner. Yeah.
Attends. We are wearing tuxedo and Susie looks stunning. So let's take some pictures of that. And I was like, yeah, but I'm in the motorhome. But the way this works is I'm like, okay, hang up. And I had 18 minutes to get there. And I was like, there's no tender anymore. I checked.
Yeah.
There's no driver. There's also no chance of going around Monaco. So I took his e-scooter, which is limited in speed, went on the track and convinced the, like, there's a lot of marshals, but if you go fast enough and talk your way through, wave with a pass and say, Toto, 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 it works. I went through the tunnel on the e-scooter, and then the e-scooter died, and I ran the last 800 meters in full sprint and made it, like, I arrived out of breath and he came out of the door, and I got them getting out. The car didn't sort of make it, so they took a transfer that was waiting too, and I was like taking pictures, and I'm like, okay, sir, and he said, no, come in the car, take some pictures on the way over. And then in the car he was like, come to the ball, we're gonna take some pictures. And
with,
I was
those,
like,
clothes,
absolutely not, Toto. This is the most ridiculous I've ever looked
at. There's like one of the, in Monaco many places have dress codes, but that place at the palace is probably the most strict.
Insane.
Dress,
like,
codes.
the guy that organized the traffic was wearing tuxedo. Every single person was wearing tuxedo, and like it was a princess Disney wedding, sort of.
Yeah.
And I stepped out of it. I took 5 pictures, and then Toto was like, "Come in. I bring you in." And I was, Toto, look at me, how I look like. It's ridiculous. Like, absolutely not. And the most insulting was that Toto thought I looked totally normal. He was like, "Huh? You look like you always look like." So obviously, but I can show you a video of it, because somebody else captured that and sent it to our content. Like, a friend of Giacomo saw this and filmed me, and I never looked more stupid than me taking pictures with a phone of Toto and Susie in this tuxedo craziness surrounding. It was like, I was so ashamed, but I insisted of not going in. So I ran back, didn't really make it back. It took forever. And then we waited a long time because we tried to take a picture of Kimi with the trophy in his bed. You know, like a sum up picture. Giacomo came up with it, and it's a great idea, and I wanted to help him with it. But I think Kimi got taken under the wing of the prince and the princess. Like, they were very friendly, I heard rumors.
They are nice people.
Yeah, they're very, very nice. And at 2 a.m. we called it, but that's why I was in bed at 2:45 or something, and
I waited
6 hours. So I had a 3-hour sleep only Sunday to Monday. Not partying. I was not at Jimmy's, which, by the way, I have a question.
Speaking of Jimmy's.
Your badger.
Yeah. Yeah, I had this badger helmet.
Yeah.
If you're listening, if you don't know why, we got here in our place in Monaco a badger that comes every night.
Got is a big word. Like, you started feeding him cat food?
Yeah, so it's not technically ours.
Yeah.
But we've claimed him or her.
What's the name?
Nigel.
You made that up.
Yes.
Because he looks a bit like Nigel Mansell. No.
I don't know. It's just clicked. Okay. It's like, it's if we were like, oh, that's there's the badger again. Well, what should we call it? Nigel. So, yeah. What was the question?
So you made a special helmet.
Mm.
I've seen a lot of videos about it. It's a sick helmet. I love the story behind it. It's sick that you say there's a badger coming, not every, but every other night, to your terrace where you set out cat food. He likes just a special cat food.
Yeah.
I heard. So I'm going to promote him, or I'm going to give him some credit. I'm going to make him the topic of my special Monaco helmet. And in my brain, I think after you made this, he must be the superstar of the woods of Monaco.
I agree. I think he must be now, like, you know, the famous badger. Like, everybody's, wow, well, there's Nigel.
That's
Nigel. Look at him. Wow.
He's famous. Do you think he's like a Jimmy's off the animals? Off?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's like, he's the king of the woods and everyone praises him now. He's the celebrity.
Yeah.
And he's the social media king.
And do you think he's like, he has a couple of good looking,
I think at least
a other badgers that he's just,
I think there's a line of badgers waiting to get to Nigel.
And he's just, nah.
Yeah.
I'm getting my, like, he is living la vida loca in the woods of
Monaco. At least in my head.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's actually, we haven't seen him for a couple of days. So I think he's been partying hard.
Yeah.
He's been busy.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
The other question I wanted to ask you is, because you unfortunately had a short Sunday.
Yes, I spent most of the Sunday watching the race.
Correct.
Yeah.
I saw that, obviously, in lap 20.
It was less than 20 laps.
Okay. But, yeah. I had a message written to you on my WhatsApp that I didn't send because I was a bit like, I wanted to propose that you recreate Kimi Raikkonen's, like, if you go in full suit to a yacht and just call it a day. Sunday was your chance to.
Yeah.
Would you have been offended if I would have sent you this message? Because I felt like you must be heartbroken, obviously, because it sucks not finished.
Yeah, after all the preparation. And yeah. Yes.
And me coming around with stupid content ideas, would you be like, Paul, that's too much?
You know, I think that's fine. You know, I like ideas, but I think it was just, yeah, it wasn't the right situation, you know. Yeah. I wanted to be there, you know, still in the pits watching the race because Checo was actually having decent race and very close to the points.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we would have got points, you know, imagine me being not there. And,
yeah,
you know, it's like, true. It's just, you know, we're one team. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that was not the Monaco I'll remember for the future. I take all the learnings. We take all the learnings and we move on.
Mm.
So,
next one.
Good thing is in a few days.
Yeah, that's very fast.
No? Yeah.
That's what I learned in one of your videos where you said like it's 6 races in 8 weeks or something. Like it's Euro summer. Like legit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's bam, bam,
so
bam.
So only 2
bam,
weekends bam, off bam, bam. In the next almost 2 months. Yeah.
How did you like me nude swimming yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We had this, I call it the Monaco Monday. every year after the Grand Prix, we take the boat, we go for lunch with some friends. It was actually my dad's birthday yesterday, and he was here with my sister all weekend, staying at our house, which is nice. And he flew last night, and we managed to get out for lunch. It was very noisy.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to interrupt you, but like the... I met your dad, I know your dad, and I congratulated him, and then we sat down. And I think your sister was next to you and then your dad. Mm. And on the left was Tiffany next to you. And behind your right ear was a huge speaker.
Yeah, the main speaker. Of
left
the,
ear was the other of huge the beach speaker. Club,
yeah.
So like physically, there's zero chance for you to talk to the to any person.
No, only left or right.
How much do you think your dad enjoyed that?
He survived. You know, I think he's a bit like me that he prefers the quiet places and because, you know, he still lives in Finland where it's very peaceful and no noise and stuff.
How much did you think of your sauna?
A couple of times I did. So the first thing when we got back, you know what I did? Yeah. I started the sauna.
it was a lot of drunk people. Like that's why
yeah.
my...
But it's a... It, sorry, interrupting. It's a great place. I go there every year. It's called Anau Plage.
Yeah.
It's one of these beach clubs, which is very Riviera, very south of France. So, and it's not normally like that. It's only after the Grand Prix they do this like F1 themed big day.
So next Monaco 2027, if you want to hang with Valtteri Bottas, just come
to Anau Plage in the afternoon.
Monday afternoon. It was interesting because a lot of drunk people, obviously, a lot of rosé.
Yeah.
Me not drinking these days. I'm ripped. Trying to stay sober. I'm succeeding also and doing those push-ups. We're now at 40 push-ups a day. It's getting hard on the push-up side of things, and the sport is good. And I'm seeing results of it.
Me too.
So I'm
when you did your naked swim, I could see those muscles and something else. Anyway,
the other boat. The fun part was the other boat. There was a catamaran next to us with 42 women on a day sailing trip, I would say.
Yes.
And they all had like hats of captains on.
So yeah. And I think you made their day when you jumped in.
I think at the end of it, because I came out and was like, obviously, the towel around my hip. And then they all looked and were like, oh, he just got out naked. And everybody looked over. And then I took the towel to dry my hair, which turned off.
I could see the people, you know, when they with hand in front of the
mouth. There was a lot of screaming. Maybe also I get arrested for...
Maybe. If they filmed. Yeah.
None Nobody. Of them.
Well, maybe those helicopters were looking for you.
I will find them.
But we were here hidden. Inside, so we're good. We're swapped.
We're very, very good.
No, so, and then have you noticed my new pet?
Actually, so you did start the sauna, which is a process of 48 minutes because it's wood fired and you take
it's
your
a bit
time.
More. It's about an hour.
Yeah. But you love it. So that's
it,
your private time.
Yeah.
I give you your privacy. That's where Valtteri Bottas is a happy man when he lights up his Finnish sauna. While doing that, I was up here in the living room and there was your robot that I saw on Instagram that it exists, which looks like a small dog on wheels.
Yeah.
And it came up to me and it started sort of talking to me. And I thought 100% it's you controlling it on your phone in your sauna.
It could have been because there's this app that you can actually, you can control it if you want. But no, it was on this normal mode, just wandering around. So it must have come to you and scanned your face.
Yeah, it did.
So then it gets to know you, gets to know your face. So
does
next
it have a name?
Luna.
Luna.
Yeah. Luna. No, it's sleeping, charging.
Maybe it can come.
Luna, come here.
No?
No, it's
sleeping.
Charge.
What do you do with it?
It's just a companion. Because, you know, we travel so much that you can just leave it there in the sleep mode. And then we come back. You
don't need a pet sitter, that's sure.
No. And I actually get it. Like, it's more than just the thing wandering around. Like, for some people who are lonely, you know, maybe even some elder people living alone, it can be like a companion. Because I had it for the first day, set it up. It takes quite a while. And it gets to know your face, know your voice. Gets to know the house, you know, it scans everything.
Yeah.
And then when it started to run out of battery, it went to the charging station. And then for 1 hour without Luna, I was like, it's a bit quiet in here. Like, I feel like I'm missing something.
Really?
You know, so it's kind of, you get used to it. And it is as well like a full AI tool. It has built in the latest version of ChatGPT. So any questions, you know, if there's some clouds around, you can ask, you know, is it going to rain in the next hour?
About the helicopters.
Yeah, you can ask anything. So it's companion, pet, and AI tool. Also, when
Chinese
you're...
spyware too.
I did think about it. It's a very smart Chinese spy. I'm sure there's... I didn't fully read the terms and conditions, but I think we're okay.
It's for sure.
Yeah. but yeah, that's That's Luna.
I have one last question before we wrap this up.
Sorry, one more thing.
Yeah.
The when I'm away, you can with app you can control it and you can check the house
like a camera. Okay.
Yeah. So you can go around your house, check that everything's fine. That's pretty cool.
So when I'm alone here and you're out cycling, and
I can spy you. Oh fuck. Yeah, I could.
What's that? How do I delete what's on there?
You can't.
Oh, no.
It's in the cloud.
Oh no.
What did you do?
Anyway, the car situation has changed over here.
Yes.
Want to change the topic real quick.
Yeah.
I experienced new car day at Tiffany's and Valtteri's.
Times two.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
It was a double trouble present. So first, arguably the biggest car that ever drove through Monaco got delivered, a Cadillac Escalade.
Finally.
ESV 600 plus the biggest machine, thousands of horsepower. I love that car. I love America. So I'm a big fan of exactly that car. I drove it
for
6 years. I also I grew up with hip hop. So it's a bit of a rapper car. You're now a rapper. I saw you parking before we went on the boat.
Yeah.
Not the easiest.
It was a bit tight. the roads here, the parking spots, they're not like in America. But we have an American car. So far I've survived.
And it's also good for the bikes and everything. So you're going to use it.
You know, it's for road trips and stuff. And you could even sleep in there. You could go camping with it. Yeah. You know,
just put a regular mattress on the back. You put down the seats. And Polly did that for 4 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Around California.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah. Well, I would have to go alone because I don't think Tiff really likes camping. But
no. Okay.
But
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I go camping.
We can go on top of one mountain here. Yeah.
And then there's another car got delivered, which is
kind of like a car.
Definition the opposite, as far away as you can be of this.
So that is for Tiff, which is actually very practical for here. Fiat Topolino.
So how many horsepower does that take?
8 horsepower. Fully electric. You can charge with a standard plug.
That's it's like a vacuum. You know, like those cables you pull out?
Yeah.
And put it in the wall.
Yeah,
that's how you charge it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Anywhere.
It's insane.
Anytime.
It's so funny.
Yeah. So it's actually registered as like a moped. So you can park it anywhere in Monaco for free, even on the scooter parkings.
And 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like you can.
Yeah.
It's so short.
Yeah.
You don't need a.
Which way you want? Yeah. You just put it there. So that's actually really practical here.
It has a special color too.
Yes, because Tiffany wanted pink.
Yeah.
I wanted blue.
Okay.
So we split it. So it's passenger side is pink, driver side is blue, and it's split with this chrome tape in the middle. It is pretty cool.
Do you think the Topolino makes it with you and me up a hill? Because
I think we should find
out. Monaco can be very hilly.
Yeah, when you get out of town, let's give it a go.
Should we take it now?
Yeah.
For a trip down. To the Riviera.
If it doesn't make, then I'll run here and rescue you with the Escalade.
Can the Escalade, you just, probably the Topolino, it fits in the Escalade.
You could probably park it in at the back, yeah. If we can lift it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time we record, maybe in Barcelona, maybe after Barcelona, maybe in Austria. Does it now start with motorhome season, or are you staying?
Yes. So Barcelona, I'll be in my brand new motorhome, provided by Cadillac F1.
Nice.
And you know what's the best part of it?
I think there's one part. If I say it out loud, it would be the sickest thing. But then I put a thought in your brain that makes you potentially unhappy with your new motorhome. So I'm not saying out loud that it has a sauna.
It has a sauna.
No way.
Yes.
For
sauna and ice bath.
No
way. In the motorhome.
In the motorhome?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never seen a motorhome.
How many people fit in there?
It's a small one. I think only two. But
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Oh, I swear.
Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, that's now it's amazing. The camping season starts.
Wow. I want to check that out.
Yeah.
That's sick. It's very, very sick. And then you score points. I know that. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It will.
Got to be patient.
What's next?
What's next? See you next time.